With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Morgan Stanley is making one of its biggest deals since the financial crisis with its $900 million purchase of employee stock plan manager Solium. We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Liz Hoffman coming up. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Talks over border security stalled over the weekend ahead of an end-of-week deadline to reach an agreement or face another government shutdown or a national emergency declaration from the president. Top lawmakers were set to continue speaking on Monday as President Trump prepares to head to a rally in El Paso, Texas, near the southern border. For the very latest details on the talks and the rally, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Efforts to impeach Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax stalled on Monday, a day after Democratic legislators circulated a draft resolution to begin proceedings. Fairfax is facing calls to resign following sexual assault allegations from two women, which he denies. Virginia's Democratic leadership remains embroiled in controversy. Governor Ralph Northam is facing calls to resign as well over a racist photo in his medical school yearbook. And the state's Attorney General, Mark Herring, has apologized after admitting to wearing blackface while dressing as a rapper during a college party in the 1980s. The battle between Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and National Enquirer publisher American Media is raising new questions over the company's connections to Saudi Arabia. The journal found that the company sought advice from the U.S. Justice Department after publishing a pro-Saudi magazine in March of 2018 that it had told reporters it produced independently. Reporter Julie Bykowitz says the journal's investigation found that American Media told a different story to the Justice Department.
One thing that it really illustrates here is that American media is often not truthful when it's talking publicly about its different relationships. You know, a year ago, the company was very black and white, saying we did this all on our own. We had no Saudi input whatsoever. And then come to find out that there actually is documentation from American media saying and acknowledging that, yes, we did have a Saudi operative deeply involved in the production of this magazine. I think that really highlights for people the trustworthiness of American media and really calls into question why they would sort of be hiding their connections to Saudi Arabia in the first place, which again has been brought up by Jeff Bezos as an area that he's exploring in his own investigation.
Bezos has accused the Enquirer of attempting to extort him over an extramarital affair. For complete coverage, head to WSJ.com. Still to come, Morgan Stanley is set to acquire Solium Capital. Morgan Stanley is making its largest acquisition since the financial crisis, with plans to purchase Solium Capital, a manager of employee stock plans, for $900 million. Joining us now in our studio with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Liz Hoffman. Liz, tell us a little bit about Solium Capital. It sounds to me like sort of an incubator for potential millionaires. This is a company that manages stock plans for employees of well-known startups, including delivery service Instacart.
Yeah, so a lot of startups, they don't have a lot of cash, and so they pay their employees almost exclusively in private stock. And the idea is one day they'll go public and everyone will be very rich. In the meantime, they need someone to manage that. So the stock vests over a long period of time. It needs to be custodied somewhere. It needs to be given to people when it's accessible. Often it needs to be sold and traded. So there's a couple of companies that do this. You've probably heard of them. Fidelity, E-Trade, Schwab. Solium is a much smaller company that has focused on the private space. They're Canadian. But they've had an agreement with Morgan Stanley for the last 2 years. Morgan Stanley has a small business here, but basically outsourced it to Solium a couple of years ago and is bringing it back in-house now.
What will this deal bring for Morgan Stanley in terms of expanding its current stock plan business? This would be somewhat new clientele.
Definitely. So Morgan Stanley has a lot at stake here. They have one of the largest wealth management businesses in the country. They've managed $2.3 trillion for 3.5 million households. But the growth in that business is tough to come by because you really have to pick up these customers one at a time. Financial advisors get referrals. I mean, it's a very retail business. The idea here is that they take a lot of these employees. They do a little work for them sort of cheaply. They manage their stock. And then when these workers get wealthy, right, either their company goes public or they just get older and accumulate wealth and need, you know, savings accounts and mortgages and a financial advisor and retirement advice, then it'll be a feeder right into Morgan Stanley's business.
And you mentioned also that this is Morgan Stanley's largest acquisition since the financial crisis. It's also taking place in a different environment with fewer regulatory restrictions on banks. Is that making it more of a friendly atmosphere to do this kind of thing?
Definitely. Not only that, it's really the largest bank corporate takeover outside of sort of the depository banks that we think about, which merge all the time, since the crisis. And the idea a couple of years ago, if you told someone that Morgan Stanley was going to be the one to take the plunge, people would have laughed at you. They were like a real mess for a long time. They had real problems in the business. And their CEO, James Gorman, has really turned things around. And they feel comfortable enough to spend almost $1 billion on something. And it's relatively expensive, right? Solium is a technology company. And so it trades at like an outrageous Silicon Valley multiple. So this is a big swing for them. But yeah, to your point, you know, D.C. feels like a little safer place now to be. And certainly Morgan Stanley wouldn't have done this if they didn't feel like they had regulators' blessing.
What is the timeline going forward here?
So the deal is expected to close by June 30th, and then it'll be sort of a long, slow execution for Morgan Stanley. It's going to pick up 3,000 companies whose stock plans it will now manage. It has about 300 now, to give you a sense of scale there. And a lot of these employees are not going to be very good clients for a long time. And so it's going to be it's a patience play, basically. You know, there's also, you know, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley's closest rival, is building something very similar to this. The idea is that this business is probably better housed inside a bank that can provide, again, mortgages and credit cards and wealth management services than maybe somewhere like E-Trade, which can certainly, you know, do some trading and brokerage, but doesn't really have the full suite of products that people need as their financial lives get a little more complex.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Liz Hoffman joining us to talk more about Morgan Stanley's acquisition of Solium Capital. Thank you so much, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.